Last night's crash of a small plane near Interstate 40 in Nashville, the FAA and the NTSB are investigating. Alabama lawmakers nearing approval of immunity legislation for IVF providers. And on Wall Street this morning, the Dow down 248. This is SRN News.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We hope you make it out to the polls to vote today, but have the rain gear, have the umbrella with you. Occasional rain and maybe a few thunderstorms and locally heavy downpours with a high temperature near 70 on this election day. That'll continue into this evening before ending. Low temperature down to about 60. Wednesday's high about 76, with the rain chances relatively small Wednesday. Maybe an isolated shower. Thursday, a good bit of sunshine, high in the upper 70s to near 80. Then we got the big deal of a storm system this week on Friday with the threat of severe weather and maybe some locally heavy rainfall. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Governor Kay Ivey announced Monday that her office is offering a $5,000 reward for any information that leads to the arrest of the person who detonated an explosive device at the Alabama Attorney General's office on February 24th. Anyone with information about this incident should contact the FBI at 1-800-CALL-FBI. A man wanted in a Montgomery homicide from last summer is now in custody. 34-year-old Irwin Massino has been charged with murder in the shooting death of 45-year-old Dario Juarez. Juarez was shot multiple times August 19th of last year in the 2500 block of Locust Street, which is just off Ann Street. Alabama voters will go to the polls today to cast their ballots in the 2024 primary election. Voters will have the opportunity to select a presidential candidate as well as various other positions on the federal, state, and local level. Exercise your right and get out to vote today. Polls will be open until 7 p.m. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
This is Ann Eubank, candidate for the Alabama State Board of Education, the only grassroots leader in this race and the only candidate that has been fighting for 15 years to stop Common Core and the sick woke ideology. Children are being taught to hate God, family, and country. Marxist ideals of Common Core and the federal government have taken over to fundamentally transform America and destroy the future, our children. fighting against liberal indoctrination in Alabama schools, and for reclaiming the parental rights is and always will be my priority. Vote Ann Eubank on March 5th. I will remove Common Core and the liberal radical agenda from our schools and allow parents and classroom teachers to take back control. Vote AnnForEducation.com.
Paid for by the Ann Eubank Campaign, 2221 Rockview Lane, Hoover, Alabama, 36226.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks? No problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name. And we go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
And we call it QB reps. We rep probably 10 guys. It's just marketing and NIL. We don't do contract agent stuff.
David Morris runs Quarterback Country. He and his team prepare the nation's most elite quarterbacks to perform at the next level. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
And opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio, starting off the third half of the show. We appreciate all of you listening and telling other people about this program. It is Election Day here in the state of Alabama. It's the primary election day, Super Tuesday across the country, as some people have referred to it, maybe mostly us. It's Super Trump Tuesday, but it will catch on before it's over. The GW was bringing up the fact that... Yeah. The United States government, the Biden administration, pardon me, and this is a shocking thing. As much as I had been involved in the illegal alien issue years ago and how much I pay attention to it, I had no idea they were doing this. And Greg Phillips might actually be the one who brought this up a few days ago, the first time, that the United States government is picking people up in foreign countries, pardon me, and bringing them into the United States. Mm-hmm. They're not even waiting for them to wander over our southern border. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It was one thing for them to be giving directions and maps and this is how you get here and we'll help you and we'll give you supplies. We'll send our money to the UN and then the UN will pay for to help you get here illegally and we'll pretend like we didn't do it and all that kind of stuff. But putting somewhere in the neighborhood of 320,000 people on airplanes and flying them into the country. And I was like, how do you claim asylum? Mm. Well, I found the answer.
Oh.
There is an article, and maybe I should post this article over at AlabamaUnfilteredRadio.com because I know there's listeners who are going, no way, Scott Beeson. That is too much. There's no way they're flying people in. There is an app, an APP for that. Mm. Here's what happens. Where's the paragraph again? I'm going to read it, but I may just tell you about it. The app is called CBP1.
Wait, Customs and Border Patrol?
There is a Customs Border Patrol 1 app that you can get on your cell phone.
Great.
Okay. You're in the foreign country. You download the app. and you apply for asylum in the United States on your app.
On your app?
On your app. There's an app for that. That the United States government rolled out, I think last year, maybe 2022. Because so now last year is different since it's 2024. But yes, in the last year to 18 months, they rolled out an app called CBP1, and you can somebody can apply for asylum on the app.
Oh, okay.
It says migrants were able under Biden's expansion to apply for asylum using the app from their home countries. The Center for Immigration Studies notes that the transportation of these migrants directly to the U.S. is one of the lesser known uses of the app. Aliens who cannot legally enter the U.S. use CBP1 to apply for travel authorization and temporary humanitarian release from those airports. The program was part of Biden's expansion of CBP1, which kicked off at the start of last year. It is mind-boggling. And we're going to get to an article that Amy Beth wants to get to that kind of explains why some of this is happening. Maybe why.
Maybe.
Because you just think, are these people trying to destroy the country? But before we do that, let's go out to Skipper. He's got a report from the polls. Skipper, how are you? Welcome to the program.
I'm doing fine this morning. You guys sounded good this morning, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We got there were people coming in behind me, so it's probably around 250 people voting up at the little junior college in Prattville, Alabama.
Okay. How is that compared to what you usually see there? Are you there about the same time every time, Skipper?
No. I came a little early today, but in the past, we have had quite a lot more at this time of day. When Front ran the last time.
Yes.
The primary, and whenever, he got beat or got the election stolen from him, what some people would say.
Correct.
They were lined up down the sidewalk and around the back of the building. And it was like that for pretty much the whole day. But it was pretty tame up there this morning. The only thing that I saw that was, we got Jessica Sanders, who is a district judge up here. And I believe she was appointed by Kay Ivey. I know she is running for re-election, and Kyle Sturley is running. And we had some campaign signs really close to the front door. I kind of questioned whether or not they were 30 feet away. I think that's the rule, 30 feet. And
yes.
Kyle Sturley had a tent right outside the door, which it didn't look like 30 feet to me. But it may have been, but if it was, boy, they marked it off to the end. But that's about the only thing going on up here. And I see that a lot up here where, it's like if you go run for office, at least stick to the rules, even if it is something, as some people would call as mundane as, your sign being 30 feet from the front door.
Yes,
sir. It would be nice if people would abide by the rules.
Yeah, I got wouldn't you. It?
Skipper, I appreciate the update, brother.
Love y'all, mean it. Have a good day.
You got you it. Too. Thank you. Let's go to David. He's got a comment about the TSA, and then we've got a Jerry Wilkins.
Okay.
Calling. I know What's he's running for Congress. Today, so yeah, David, welcome in.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Yeah, it's just amazing that our government will fly in 324,000 illegals with no background checks, know nothing, and release them all over our country. This weekend, my son was getting married up in Michigan, flew up there, and my future daughter-in-law's grandfather, who was 90 years old, was detained by the TSA and couldn't make the wedding because he was carrying his medications with him that he has to take daily.
No what? Way, David.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
A 90-year-old man on medication is detained by the TSA and misses his granddaughter's wedding.
Mm-mm.
That is so bad, brother. So bad. That's the world we live in, David. You and I have to obey all these little rules. You and I can't stand in line, and I can't say, "Well, David, I hope you didn't bring a bomb." You know, right. It's just old ladies being patted down because they might be terrorists, but we can't. And you're absolutely right. And then we're letting these people. I guess they have their app, and that's what matters.
Go right through, guys.
I just don't understand why more people aren't angry that we, the American citizens, are being treated as the second-class citizens, and everybody else is treated special. It's just upside down. And man, I'm so mad and sad about that, David.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. And a friend of mine who's in law enforcement, Big Hunter, posted a picture from down at the border of Mexico. I think it was in the El Paso area, with hunters, American hunters, citizens, who had crossed over to hunt in Mexico, came back and were put in cages and detained so that the government could verify that their guns were legal guns.
Oh, my gosh.
That's exactly what happened.
That's ridiculous.
Hey, I was telling Greg Phillips earlier that I wish I had some sort of super-duper immunity where I could go and try to do all the things that other people get to do, illegal aliens get to do, sign up for all the government programs. I would be doing it fraudulently, therefore I'm going to get in trouble. But I would love to be able to be pulled over for speeding on the interstate and say, they say, "What's your name?" And I say,
"No habla.
No habla." And sign the ticket as Juan Valdez.
You should.
And not have to pay the ticket. Mm-hmm. But oh no, yeah. When they see me, they're gonna make sure they know who I am. They're gonna make sure I get my ticket. They're gonna make dang sure I pay it. And if I don't, I'm gonna have a price to pay for the rest of my days. But people who stream into the country illegally get special help and extra money? Really?
Sure.
Greg?
Yeah.
My partner, Catherine, exactly. And I went down to the Eagle Pass crossing, or near the Eagle Pass crossing. Didn't see anybody. Went up north. Still didn't see anybody. We later learned that the Mexican government had held up 15,000 of them at the southern end of the border so that all the governors and everybody could get their photo ops.
Mm.
We got stopped. I got stopped. I was driving. The CBP, the sheriff's office down there, and some other entity that I prefer not to say just now, stopped us, got us out of the car, took my gun, unloaded it, took it back to their car. I don't know what they were doing. I think they were probably checking the serial number. And this was me. I didn't break any laws, nothing. I mean, right. I wouldn't even speed. In fact, I wasn't even driving. We were sitting on the side of the road trying to figure out where we were going to go next.
Oh, right. My gosh.
And they came and basically just treated us like we were the same trash that was swimming across the river.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, they would have been treated much better.
And,
you know, I've been pre-checked for years under TSA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not this time to Michigan, but the previous time I was flying up to Alaska. And I was stopped in Montgomery at the airport and given the full Monty by TSA, a pre-checked American citizen.
That's because you're on a list, David.
I was in Frankfurt, Germany. Yep. I was in Frankfurt, Germany recently, got stopped, got taken to the back of the airport, completely stripped down. Uh-huh. And I finally asked the guy, I said, "Look, enough's enough." I said, "Who authorized you to do this?" He said, "Your State Department."
Absolutely. Really?
Really.
Yeah.
Well, you're on the list too, Greg.
I've been knowing that.
Appreciate you, buddy. Great call.
Take care.
It just makes me angry. 90-something-year-old men trying to get to their granddaughter's wedding, and they're like, "Oh, you got your medicine with you." I'm like... Because you can't, look, let's be honest. If you're 90-something years old and you got to have the medicine, you can't put it in your bag that gets checked.
Well, you can't, because your name's on the medicine bottles. So, like, what in the world?
Because there's a good chance it's not getting there when you get there.
No, and I'm back. Out of my family, I get checked a lot. Doesn't matter where I'm traveling.
Because you're Italian.
I'm like, really? Really? You
know, and all the while, Lake and Riley's family's laying her to rest because some illegal.
Jerick, let's get Jerick started. We got 2 minutes. Jerick Wilkins, who is running for Congress up in the 6th Congressional District. Jerick, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning. Just out at the polling locations, and wanted to call and do one final pitch to tell people to get out to vote. Turnout is looking a little light, but we can still need everyone's vote to make a difference.
Absolutely. Anything else you got? I know you just wanted to get people to turn out, but we got like a minute and a half.
No, I just I tell people it's important to get out to vote. I'm checking to make sure. I've been to 8 polling locations this morning. I'll tell you, it's kind of funny. I was in Pelham, and when I pulled in this morning, I was concerned for a second because I saw a bunch of school buses. I'm thinking, goodness, what's Biden doing, busing people in? But it was just a school field trip, so nothing to worry about. But this election is critical. The election is going to be close. We need everyone to get out to vote. Jerk Wilkins would love to have your vote for change, for term limits, for stopping the invasion at the border. It's what we've got to do, guys, and it's going to happen with fresh leadership.
You got it. Jerick, we appreciate you calling, man. And like you said, everybody get out to vote. And
absolutely.
Let's don't have a low turnout today.
Yeah,
I mean, just
come on.
Vote because we can vote. Sometimes
it's about
I just,
to be lunchtime. Make your plans.
Sometimes I vote just because I'm like, you know what? I get to vote. I mean, the swamp may still be, you know, destroying the republic, but at least I think my vote counts.
That's right.
Except when they steal it. They did last time. They did. There's no doubt.
Yeah, I
have no doubt. I may have a little doubt about the moon landing, but I'm positive they stole the last election and put Joe Biden in the White House. We'll be back.
Lovers, check out Little Fish Tail Seafood Restaurant for a taste of the South's best food and live entertainment. Live music Friday and Saturday. Indulge in their mouth-watering meat and green Wednesday through Friday, or from their regular menu with seafood and the juiciest 8-ounce cheeseburger around. What are you waiting for? Come to Little Fish Tail for a night of great food, live music, and fun for the whole family. Little Fish Tail, where the food is good, the music is hot, and the fun never stops. Lightwood Road in Slapout. Look them up on Facebook for hours and more information.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the river region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Hey, Republicans, did you hear Alabama had to redraw congressional lines? That means you get to vote for a new congressman in the 2nd Congressional District on March 5th. Lucky for us, we have a chance to vote for Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who pledged to only serve 2 terms in the state Senate and then kept his promise to voters?
That Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who believes in liberty, security, and limited government?
That Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who lived and worked and worshipped in Alabama his whole life? The conservative businessman endorsed by veterans for Trump? The Dick Brubaker who knows border security is national security?
That Dick Brubaker.
Hi, I'm Dick Brubaker, and I'm running for Congress. Military and national security is a proud part of the Brubaker family tradition. For the future of our nation, our children and grandchildren, America, we've got to take control of the border situation. Stop illegals, stop fentanyl. I'm Dick Brubaker, liberty, security, and limited government. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this ad.
Paid for by Brubaker for Congress.
This is Major General Mike Summerall, former Adjutant General of the Alabama National Guard, urging the Alabama State Legislature to pass the Veterans Access to Care Bill. Both VA medical facilities and private clinics are failing our veterans. We're dying by suicide at twice the rate of non-veterans and experiencing opioid overdoses in increasing numbers. This legislation will give veterans and their families access to specialized care they need and deserve.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
I'm Republican Jacqueline Tomlinson. You've heard me here on the Greg Budell Show quite a bit over the years. Running for office is the last thing I thought I'd do. But when your community calls, you answer. With more than 15 years of family law experience, I've helped local families through some of their toughest times. And so, I'm asking for your vote in the Republican primary on Tuesday, March 5th for Circuit Judge.
Vote for my mommy!
Paid for by the Tomlinson Campaign, P.O. Box 821, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Everybody, this is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. Amy Beth Shaver, Lady of Liberty, is here. Greg Phillips from what is your fame again? Glad Tidings. Just
I like that.
2,000 mules, get to go to prison. You name it.
Our favorite.
Our friend.
One of our why are our friends all
jailbirds?
You know what? Someday we will
Brian
be too.
Brian Dawson.
Our shirt is gonna say. I found it last week. I need to order them. We're on the list.
You think so?
Oh, yes.
I just want, when they take my mugshot and you have the little card that has your number.
Yeah, I'm going
to
smile.
I want the number to be our 1-800 number for the show. What do you think?
That's good.
Sky, can we get that worked out? You think they'll do that for me?
Already out in front of that one.
And then our T-shirt on the back is going to say hashtag happy camper. I got it all planned out.
Happy camper. Well, it'll give me time to do push-ups and sit-ups and stuff. I don't know. They frown upon pull-ups in prison, right?
Do they?
They don't like having things you can hang on.
Well, but when you're in the yard, Scott.
Oh, yeah, I can do something out in the yard. We're all working out, getting bigger. Look, I'm a flight risk, okay?
No, are
I'm
you just a going flight to tell risk? You.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Want to skedaddle to the border and use my not very immense knowledge of Spanish. But I know how to ask directions.
They speak. They're fluent.
They're fluent.
Two of my girls are.
Really? Like, really fluent?
No, legit.
The county border or the...
My 17-year-old is, and 23-year-old are legit fluent.
Really?
Really. Mm-hmm.
Did they learn that from class? No, you can't be fluent from class. You had to go do something. Did they go do
like
something?
Like an immersion program or something?
No, they just have an ear for language.
Wow.
Really?
I mean, the 17-year-old's going to do AP Spanish 4. I'm telling you.
Voluntarily?
Yes.
Look, I went to public school in Alabama in the 1960s and 70s, and I can tell you that I am not fluent in any language, including
English.
Well, golly, look at you now.
I'm fluent in any of them.
Fancy, don't them let there. Me down.
Let's go. We have the Secretary of State of the state of Alabama waiting through this nonsense. Wes Allen. Wes, welcome to the program, and we appreciate you calling in. I hope you are well.
What's up, guys? I appreciate you having me on. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. So, what's going on? I mean, I know we're having a Super Trump Tuesday today here in the state. You are running some primary elections across the state of Alabama. I guess there's Nothing big happening, or is there something big happening? Any controversies in any of the counties? What's going on?
Yeah, hey, just a little election going on today, presidential primary. Man, it's good. We've been here early this morning, and man, it's going good. And just listen, we just want folks to have a plan, have their photo identification, go vote. It's important, and can't stress enough how important it is. And just very fortunate to work alongside these probate judges, circuit clerks, sheriffs, boards of registrars, and especially these poll workers on election day. It's such a long day, and man, they do a great job. And just want to thank them publicly, Scott, for what they do. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have elections in Alabama. I mean, on that local level, they run it, you know.
Yeah, no, they really do. And I wish some of them would. I know they probably don't listen to the show because they're working the polls. But man, they have some good snacks.
They do, and it depends on. Hey, it depends on the poll, the people who are there. They set that all up.
They do a great job. So, what you gonna say, Wes? You can attest to that.
Back during when I was serving as probate judge, I always did my very best to travel to all the precincts in Pike County, and I knew where the best scratch pies, homemade scratch cakes, all of that was, you know, in our county. So I can attest firsthand that, man, they bring some, it ain't just snacks, Scott. It's delicious cakes and pies.
Oh, it is a spread. There's no doubt about it.
That's going
to
happen in Troy.
If I was a probate judge and people were like lining up to be volunteers, to be poll workers, mm-hmm. I would pick the more seasoned women.
Would you?
Yes, I absolutely would, because I'm projecting that they are going to bring some really good cakes. And I would have to go visit all of those places.
Of course you would, mm-hmm. just to make sure.
You're going to see the women? No, I'm going to see the cakes.
Of course you are. And you know what? If people know you, they know that's the truth.
Absolutely.
So I have a quick question. I heard that there was a little bit of an issue in the Inverness area with ballots and putting ballots into black boxes because the machines weren't working. Has that been straightened out?
I haven't heard that personally from Inverness, and I don't know that our election staff, we were all here early this morning. I don't know if they got that phone call or not. Normally the first phone call they make when there's ever any kind of issue, whether or not it be a ballot, you know, feeding into the tabulator or whatnot, it's normally to, obviously, the poll worker knows about it, and they make a call to the probate judge. And most times, Amy Beth, is that those probate judges get that stuff worked out. And so sometimes we don't hear everything that goes on, and it's handled at that local level. And again, you know, those probate judges, those chief elections officials, there's been so much work behind the scenes that the public really doesn't see, and constant communication between, you know, all of us and everybody, is that they normally get it worked out prior to it making it to our office. So I haven't heard about that particular situation.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Hey, Wes, it's Greg. How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. As you know, Catherine and True the Vote and I have been spending an awful lot of time going around the country trying to figure out, you know, how dirty voter rolls really are. And, you know, there's some states that are just outrageous, Michigan and others that just, you know, you really can't swallow.
Sure.
We just got the numbers back on Alabama, and while I'm not super concerned about it during a primary, I am concerned about it as we start moving into the fall. Mm-hmm. There's nearly 300,000 folks that don't live either in their county or even in the state that are still on the rolls. Mm-hmm. What can we do to work with you to start getting that cleaned up?
Well, we've addressed that since we first came into office, first pulling out of Eric, and because you know the whole background with Eric, Greg, and of course us kicking off AVID, the Alabama Voter Integrity Database, and the four prongs that we've kind of established to start that. And you know, when I get asked that question, it's real easy in Alabama to register to vote. You make it easy, but you know, according to the NVRA law,
we got to go to a break, brother. I hope you'll stick with us so we can get the whole answer there. I know you want people to know it. Wes Allen, the Secretary of State, is with us. We'll be back.
This is Ann Eubank, candidate for the Alabama State Board of Education, the only grassroots leader in this race and the only candidate that has been fighting for 15 years to stop Common Core and the sick woke ideology. Children are being taught to hate God, family, and country. Marxist ideals of Common Core and the federal government have taken over to fundamentally transform America and destroy the future, our children. Fighting against liberal indoctrination in Alabama schools and for reclaiming the parental rights is and always will be my priority. Vote Ann Eubank on March 5th. I will remove Common Core and the liberal radical agenda from our schools and allow parents and classroom teachers to take back control. Vote AnnForEducation.com.
Paid for by the Ann Eubank Campaign, 2221 Rockview Lane, Hoover, Alabama, 36226.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Hey, Alabama, this is Frankie Bumps to tell you about Zaza Serious Italian. You know, we Italians eat like we're going to jail. You know why? Because we never know when we're going. Capisce? Our food is authentic peasant Italian made to order. Our pizzas are hands down the best. If you mention my name, Frankie Bumps, we'll take 30 cents off your bill. I'm a generous guy. Zaza Serious Italian, nobody eats better than us.
Zaza Serious Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We hope you make it out to the polls to vote today, but have the rain gear, have the umbrella with you. Occasional rain and maybe a few thunderstorms and locally heavy downpours with a high temperature near 70 on this election day. That'll continue into this evening before ending. Low temperature down to about 60. Wednesday's high about 76, with the rain chances relatively small Wednesday. Maybe an isolated shower. Thursday, a good bit of sunshine, high in the upper 70s to near 80. Then we got the big deal of a storm system this week on Friday with the threat of severe weather and maybe some locally heavy rainfall. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Looking for a tractor, excavator, mower, ag implements, or other equipment? Capital Tractor is as close as your smartphone or computer. Find the best deals, financing information, and browse new and used inventory with just a click at CapitalTractor.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To the town of Alfre, who rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
Welcome back in, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. Greg Phillips is with us. Amy Beth Shaver is here as well. Sky. And we have the Secretary of State of the great state of Alabama, Wes Allen, and we appreciate Wes being on. Wes, Greg Phillips was asking about how we get some of these folks off the voter rolls.
Sure.
There's, what, 290,000 left. It probably won't make a big difference in a primary, but it could make a difference in a fall election, especially if there's constitutional amendments, say, on the ballot in the fall, maybe, possibly. So you were just explaining, I think you were starting to say something about the good old feds always cause us problems, so go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, we're working the list. We've been working the list hard, Greg, guys. You know me. You know my beliefs. You know where I am on it. But the National Voting Rights Act, passed in 1993, you know, makes it difficult to remove folks. Obviously, it's easy to register a vote, but it takes 4 years to remove someone if they don't participate in an election. It takes 4 full years because you've got to send them reminders, you've got to send them these notices to give them an opportunity to update their voter registration. You know, with the with our agreement with Aaliyah, we've identified over 8,000 individuals that have moved out of state and received a driver's license from another state, and we have sent those individuals those postcards, those mailers to either update or remove themselves. You know, with the national change of address list, we've, you know, identified over 30,000 individuals that have had their mail forwarded to an address out of state. So we're working that as well. And then for the first time in history, you know, we've got some bilateral agreements with our sister states, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, Mississippi, and, of course, Arkansas. And we're working on a couple of other states as well. But we've already exchanged data with Tennessee. And we found over 8,000 individuals are registered in Tennessee or also registered in Alabama. So we have begun working that list very hard to get that corrected. And if they've moved or if we've made a mistake, we want to know about it. But the NVRA law, too, also restricts our ability to work the list within 90 days of an election. So since December the 5th, we haven't been able to work those lists, Greg, you know, like we need to because of federal law. So once April the 16th is over and we get the runoffs behind us, we're going to be working again to make sure we have the most clean, most accurate voter rolls that we can possibly have in the country. And believe me, it's voter file maintenance, Greg, and as you know, True the Vote, Catherine, it's the bedrock. It is the where election integrity begins. And I'm right there with you, and so we're working hard on it.
One of the things that we've had great success on, Wes, is getting the people to engage. And Catherine started this program called Scan, Check, Protect. And I know you guys have on myinfo.alabamavotes.gov, you have a way that you can go and check your registration information. Amy Beth, sure. While we were sitting here, just checked her daughter. She lives in South Carolina now. She's still on the rolls. What I would encourage everyone that's listening on this to do is to go check your family, go check your friends, if you know all their information. Go check your kids to see if they've moved, to see if they're still on there. What we don't want is even if it's your family, the problem is allowing that potential ballot to be in play.
That's right.
Is part of the problem. But I would encourage everybody to go to myinfo.alabamavotes.gov. Wes's team's put this thing together. You can go in there, you can check it right away, and then you've got to send them a note saying, hey, she doesn't live here anymore, she moved or whatever. But we have an opportunity to engage and support any work that Wes and his team are doing. In some ways, it's up to the people, right? I mean, we can sit around and we can complain and gripe all we want, but you still need to engage. I would encourage everyone to go to myinfo.alabamavotes.gov and check your own and your family's registrations.
Very good. Wes, any last words? And I know you got a lot of work to do today.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. Yeah, it's a great tool, Greg. Thanks for highlighting that for us. I appreciate it. And thanks for the work y'all do. And, man, listen, just I wish to all the listeners, don't take anything for granted. Go out and vote. Take your photo ID with you. Get out there and go vote.
Vote early and often.
Scott Beasley.
Till 7 p.m.?
Wes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for him.
Wes hates it when I do that stuff. Wes, we appreciate it, buddy. That's Wes Ivan, Secretary of State of the State of Alabama. Wes. And, hey, have a good one. We'll talk to you again soon.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for the opportunity.
All right.
Wes is always like, total silence.
I mean,
he doesn't want to agree, disagree.
The answer now when Scott does that is, great, Scott. All right.
But, you know, used to everybody realize those are jokes. And then you had the guy with the meme who, I guess they sent him to prison, who said, it was saying that, you know, what, Republicans vote on Tuesday and the Democrats go on Wednesday or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was a long-standing joke in the old days. And I guess they did send him to prison, didn't they?
Sure enough.
Is it voter suppression?
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do? Molly's not old enough, but she looks enough like the one who didn't.
Yeah, just.
You know, she's already voted in South Carolina, I'm pretty sure. I'll send her in. See how far we go.
Somebody's going to jail.
She's pretending. She's
kidding. You get me out? We all bail me out?
She's terrible. He's already said his get out of jail free card is not very good.
It's just
right.
Not free.
It's not free. Get out of jail. Get out of jail expensively card. Let's go to Lunchbox Bob. Lunchbox, welcome to the program.
It's the third half. One babe, Scott, and the old guy on Super Trump Tuesday. It is election day, people. And you need to get out there. You need to be involved. Because I'm going to tell you the truth. Voter turnout right now is in the pits. It's poor. It's not enough. And we've got no one to blame but ourselves. You can't get angry when granddaddy can't make his granddaughter's wedding held up by TSA and a corrupt State Department because you didn't vote to make a change. You can't get upset with more taxes, more laws, more gambling, more prostitution in your home state run by your legislatures if you stayed home and didn't get out to vote. You can't afford groceries, the electric bill, a new car, and heaven forbid you're trying to save for a down payment on a house or one of your kids or grandkids are, because Bidenomics is a result of you staying home. Now, people will say, they stole the election. That doesn't matter. You accepted it. You buried your head in the sand, stuck your butt up in the air, and said, oh, it'll be okay. Someone else will fix it. Get out to the polls this morning, people, because I'm going to tell you something. The one woman who might be able to make real change if she was in the presidential Oval Office with the command from behind the desk is a Big Mike Obama. Now, she's not the presidential candidate that anyone wants to see. But honestly, for this country, she may be the presidential candidate we deserve. We'll find out in November. Until then, I'm drinking coffee. Strong, black, and slightly bitter.
You know what I noticed? He does a really good voice that sounds a little bit like Allison.
I think there's a fill-in.
I think he could come and do this and sound a lot more like Allison than I do.
Oh, we can get Lunchbox Bob to fill in for
Lunchbox Bob, this is an all-call.
I mean, Allison's gone all the time. That could be part of the show.
She's gallivanting off, and you don't know.
She doesn't care.
Rotating guest host.
Well, it's not even a guest. See, if we get him in here and get him to do that lady's voice.
No one will know. They already have a hard time distinguishing our voices anyway.
I got it. A little frog in my throat.
Frog, what is it called? Choker?
We'll be back in just a minute.
Headed down south to the land of the pines. I'm thumbing my way to North Carolina. Staring up the road and pray to God I see it live.
17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh, I can see my baby.
$34 trillion in debt. Drugs and crime crushing our communities. What are Jerry Carl's priorities? Not Alabama, not even America. As our country crumbles, Carl sends our cash abroad, sides with Biden to give our taxpayer dollars and defense stockpiles to Ukraine. In this economy, Alabama needs a hand up, but Jerry Carl has nothing but handouts. $40 billion to Ukraine with no oversight and no plan for peace. Ukraine is cashing in with billions from Biden and Jerry Carl, while Americans can't afford gas and groceries. Jerry stood with Joe, sold us out. Now it's time to vote him out. On March 5th, reject Jerry Carl. Paid for by School Freedom Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. SchoolFreedomFund.org. School Freedom Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
This April, spring into mountains of fun during our Winning Rovers giveaway at Wind Creek Wetumpka. You have two chances to win big, so come play throughout March and April to earn entries. The excitement begins at 5 p.m. on Saturday, April 13th, and again on Saturday, April 27th, when you can win cash, free play, or drive off in a 2024 Land Rover Defender. Exclusively at Wind Creek Wetumpka. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Republican Jacqueline Tomlinson. You've heard me here on The Greg Budell Show quite a bit over the years. Running for office is the last thing I thought I'd do. But when your community calls, you answer. With more than 15 years of family law experience, I've helped local families through some of their toughest times. And so, I'm asking for your vote in the Republican primary on Tuesday, March 5th, for Circuit Judge.
Vote for my mommy!
Paid for by the Tomlinson Campaign, P.O. Box 821, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I see bluebirds singing a song, nothing but blue skies from now on. I never saw the sun shining so bright.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. What are you looking at me for?
Well, I'm just telling you that I'm also telling Sky, and I'm telling GP
that you're always paying attention.
That women Did I talk about this last week? Women are able to multitask and men are not.
Mm-hmm. It's a brain thing.
It's a brain thing. And sure. So they were doing the difference between a mom receiving information from two kids running in. He hit me. No, he didn't.
Right.
One's talking. The other one is trying to talk. And so, of course, in my household, they were talking.
Right.
She heard the one, let that finish, went to the second one, repeated back what the one was saying over the other sibling, got it right, handed out punishment, versus the dads that the children would run in, and he would go, stop, one at a time.
That's what we do.
And it was just highlighting the differences between men and women. I just wanted to assure you that when Allison and I are in here, I got you.
Okay.
I see, so don't even, Sky. Mm-hmm. I need to, like, have a sign that says, I see you. Because
just
I don't
a
want,
nod or a wink will do.
Like, I don't want any dead air. I don't want anything to go wrong. Because also, as a firstborn, I am very, I like a schedule and a plan. But I thought that was I was a rule follower. My husband broke me out of that. But I just wanted to let you guys know, in case you wondered about Allison and I. We're looking at our phone. Mm-hmm. We still hear you.
Okay. I won't say a word anymore.
I just wanted you to know.
Never. I won't even point.
I've got you.
Okay.
I
have full faith.
I'm just saying. Okay. That's all.
You won't give me a heart attack. You'll give poor Sky a heart attack.
Well, I don't want to give
me.
Sky a heart attack.
I'm
fine. So I wanted Sky to know, I've got you, man.
Okay. See?
I'm your
talking
lady.
To you, Sky, not me.
I've got you.
Yeah, I get it. Okay.
All right.
I'm telling you.
I'm still
watch
confident.
Tomorrow. There'll be dead air, and it'll be my fault. That.
Okay.
We won't say a word. Clark, welcome to the program.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Clark.
Hey, Greg. Hey, Scott.
Hello.
So, let's see. Oh. Happy Super Trump's Day, Scott. I'll be out there voting in just a minute. We do not judge Trump on his personality. We judge him on his deeds.
Yes.
And that he torques us every now and then, that's all right, as long as he does the deeds, right, Scott?
Yeah, for the most part. I just wish he was better at who he hires. But it's okay.
Well,
it's okay.
He's got to get better at that. Now, looks and politics. All right. Conservative females. I don't care what they look like. If they'll talk limited government and personal responsibility to me, they're hot. Okay?
Hey, look, here's the thing. Conservative females are usually more attractive, or are almost universally more attractive.
It radiates.
Because they're just not mad at the world. They're not angry, bitter.
It radiates. Now, liberals and their estimation of attractiveness, Scott, more liberals use substances.
That's true.
AOC is six-pack hot to a liberal, okay?
Okay.
I tried to tell them that, Clark.
Pack, they're good to go. Now, let's get on to the... you did talk about Shakespeare. I got to tell you, Scott, my sole knowledge of Shakespeare is a Gilligan's Island episode where they put on a play for a guy. Let's see. Do not forget, stay out of debt. Yeah, that's all my Shakespeare.
That's all your Shakespeare.
Okay. It is. Now, when I've read everything that Mark Twain ever wrote, but not no Shakespeare. Unanimous SCOTUS decision. Scott, was that not a repudiation of all this lawfare that's going on?
Well, it was a good start. I don't know if it's a full-out repudiation. I mean... But it is a very, very, very good start. I still don't trust them.
No, they're not trustworthy. That's the reason you don't trust them. But
okay.
More and more people are seeing this for what it is. And people that grew up believing in truth, justice, and the American way do not appreciate the methodology of the left right now.
That makes sense. Clark, we got to roll, brother.
What?
I got my recipe on my hand for dinner.
Oh, you already wrote it down. Okay. Well, hey, look, Sam from Pike County, Papa B, Randall.
Y'all call tomorrow. I've got an article that's going to blow your mind, and you're going to love it. We're going to talk about it.
Absolutely. You don't want to miss it. Amy Best got big stuff planned for us. Greg Phillips might be in again because I don't know where Allison is.
Hey, let's have cupcakes tomorrow.
You know how that'll happen.
I'll buy them.
If you buy them and bring them, we'll have them. Y'all be safe. Be good. Sky, prayers with y'all. See y'all.
Get here when you can.